From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that after a weekend when police thwarted an attack on New York City Jewish communities and five people were shot and killed at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado, Governor Kathy Hochul said New York State Police are expanding surveillance and protection for at-risk communities. Kathy Hochul's office said, and I quote, "I have directed the New York State Police to ramp up monitoring and increase support for communities that are potential targets of crime. Here in New York, we do not tolerate violence or bigotry toward any community. We stand united against hate today and every day," end quote. Two men were arrested in New York City this weekend after making threats toward the New York Jewish community and a house of worship, and a Colorado man was taken into custody after killing five. State police officials said they wanted to stop the next hate crime before it happens. Acting Superintendent Stephen Negrelli said, and I quote, "The state police will work in close coordination with our state, local, and federal partners to keep all our communities safe from violence. We appreciate the resources and support from Governor Hochul to help us accomplish this mission," end quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that former superintendent of the Catskill Central School District, Dr. Ronell Cook, died in a car accident last weekend. The Catskill School District released a statement about Cook, who was the superintendent from 2017 to 2022. And I quote, "The Catskill Central School District mourns the passing of Dr. Ronell Cook, our former superintendent of schools who died suddenly over the weekend. Dr. Cook served our school district with distinction from July 2017 to July 2022, and his presence here touched every aspect of our school community. We offer our deepest sympathies to his family, friends, and co-workers during this time of great sadness. Support is available at all of our school buildings for any student or staff member who is experiencing grief by contacting your building's principal," end quote. Cook left the district September 3, 2022. Bronx News 12 reports that Cook, who was living in Newburgh, was killed in a traffic accident November 20th in Yonkers. Cook's 18-year-old son, Jaden, of Yonkers, remains hospitalized with injuries that are not considered life-threatening. Andre Ameco reports at Porcupine Soup that the price of home heating oil is so high this winter that two local Catholic churches may close for the cold months. The finance committees for both the St. John the Baptist in Greenville and Sacred Heart Our Lady of Knock in Cairo both recommended that the buildings be closed during January, February, and March of 2023, according to Father Jay Atherton on November 20th. Atherton said the closure is, and I quote, "due to the exceptionally high cost of oil this winter," end quote. Instead, the churches would invite parishioners from the temporarily shuttered churches to the Sacred Heart Our Lady of Knock location in East Durham, which is between the two other locations. The New York State Energy Research and Development Authority reports that the average cost of fuel oil in the Upper Hudson Valley region has almost doubled in a year to $6.09 a gallon. Atherton said, and I quote, "having reviewed their proposals and also aware of some exceptional financial and pastoral challenges all parishes will be facing in the near future, I am inclined to accept their recommendations," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.